We call a meeting for Wednesday, July 12th, and we're at the Lincoln City Council. This is the regular commission meeting for Lincoln County. We have quorums, we have no recognitions or proclamations. We move to the consent calendar. Consent calendar, things of routine nature previously heard. Is there anything you'd like to make comment on the consent calendar?
I'll move for approval of the consent calendar.
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. No public hearings, no decision in action, nor discussion and information. We move to elected officials' reports. Is there any elected officials or commissioners' reports?
Well, I should have mentioned this in our joint session. I'm just slapping myself for forgetting to mention it, but one of the outgrowths of the legislature was a significant boost in the budget of the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs, including the pass-through money to county veterans service offices. So starting immediately, instead of having one day a week of outreach, or one day a month of outreach in Lincoln City from our veterans service officer, that's going to be increased to one day a week, and we still don't know exactly how much additional resources we're going to have and how we're going to allocate staff with that, but without making a firm commitment at this point, but I think you can say that we will see some additional presence in Lincoln City for veteran services even beyond that, and hopefully sooner rather than later.
I might just add that I attended a Oregon Department of Forestry tour of the 2500 fire that occurred just about 1 year ago, and it was very vivid when you're standing out there on a ridge looking across the area that had burned, that if that wind had been in just a little tiny bit of a different direction and blowing a little bit more to the west, we could have had a very bad situation with embers raining down on Depot Bay, city of Depot Bay. So it really was a great tour. It gives you some insight into the complexities and challenges of firefighting, but also how effective our crews can be out there. So it was a very beneficial
tour. Sounds like a great object lesson then. Gentlemen, can I ask you one question related to that? Do you ever run into, I sure do, people saying, oh, we don't have to worry about forest fires on the Oregon coast. We never have fires. And I tell them, they are rare, but when they happen, it can be absolutely catastrophic. So
that wind had changed just a tiny bit.
There's a great example
of
that.
It was interesting, too, because the embers rain, burning golf ball sizes of wood. The first place that the fire started in, place, and then the next place south was about a mile south, and then the next place was 2 miles south. So you had 3 miles from where the fire started to where another one started, all from the same source.
Wow. Yeah, it is one of the problems. Historically, the biggest fires in the state have been on the Oregon coast, but it's very rare, and you got to have all the right conditions for it to happen. Let's hope there was enough rain that the ground doesn't get that dry. Okay, I'd hate to have a fire on the day of the eclipse.
Yes. Talk about worst case scenario.
So we move down to constituent input. Is there any constituent input?
It's 5 minutes on any subject you'd like to talk about.
Seeing none, we can move down to adjourn, but our next meeting is Wednesday the 19th in the Board of Commissioners room at 9:30 a.m. So, room 108, 225 West Olive Street, Newport, Oregon. With that, meeting adjourned.